Thank you for each session. We have something to take home. Lord, we want to say we are satisfied. We are glad. This is your doing and it's marvelous in our sight. And all the glory and all the praise is yours forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we all say aloud, Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. God bless you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, I want to say it's a privilege to stand to share this word with us, especially in place of our Father here. I want to say, Daddy, thank you. And all of our leaders, the Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. The man of God. I want to continue from where Prof stopped. People are hurting. People are hurting. People are in need. God wants people that will lift up his hurting people and help them. I don't know whether you are watching, but where we work, in the field, in the office, people come every day. We meet people on the road, in the field. People have problems. Problems, I mean problems. There are ones you hear, you can't sleep. God is looking for people that will bring answers. Many of the problems people have is not money. Some are not what doctors can handle. God is in need of miracle workers, miracle healers. I need it urgently. It's not the time of saying, me, I'm not gifted, all this thing. You are thinking about gifts. We're talking about people who are suffering, who need help. I've seen people that the doctors are giving up on. Praise God. I said, praise God.
Amen.
One of us the other day needed a brain surgery. He said there's something like a liquid in the brain. Measurement very large. I need a brain surgery. After I saw the surgeon, you know, in any way, one of the best, you know, neurosurgeons, you have them anywhere. When I saw one of the best of them, one of the professors, one of the best hands, as he was leaving the professor's office, the secretary of the professor told him, sir, if you be successful, my guy is very good, the best hand, but I can't assure you of everything. After the brain surgery, maybe your hand will not be able to move one of your hands. Maybe one of your eyes cannot close again like this. Because I don't know medicine, but I know that everything is controlled from the brain. So I can't assure you of 100% of having yourself. I fear I can't catch the man. He picked the phone and called me. Daddy, I'm coming to your office now. I'm to your office now. He said, to do what? He said, if you know how that he used to pray for people to get healed, pray it now. I said, not be me, they heal them now. How are you demanding it like this? With force, so as he was saying it, he was crying. When you see a man, a big man, that's crying, you will now know that this is not about anointing. It's not about I can heal. It's about God has to anoint people to help people. And you are one of them. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I believe that God can anoint me to be a help
to my generation.
Hallelujah. He was crying, me too. I was almost crying as well. I will have to all cry to the God who answers. Hallelujah. The cost of the operation runs in millions, and yet you are not okay. You are not sure. And it's not somebody who told somebody far. The secretary of the surgeon. Praise the Lord. But as God will have it and his good healing power, they went for a test after 2 weeks after the prayer. the thing has reduced to very small. Doctors say it doesn't happen like this. So. It does medically doesn't happen like this. It can only be surgery. This thing doesn't reduce. It can only be surgery. After another 2 weeks, the thing is gone. So brain surgery averted. The man of God is God's rep to the people. He's as it were Jesus again on the street. That's what the man of God is. An answer. Leave that verse 7. Say, I choose to be Jesus' rep on the street. I choose to be an answer from God. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you where it starts. Holy Spirit, grant us understanding. What do you believe of yourself? That's where it starts. What do you believe of yourself? Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Why is He preaching to the poor? The Spirit of God has what? Anointed him. Is upon him. And I'll ask you a question. What spirit is upon you? I didn't hear you. What spirit is upon you? Is there another spirit? What spirit is upon you now? And you shall receive power. When what happens? The same spirit upon Jesus is upon you. When it was upon him, he preached the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. There's a gospel to the poor. Please check your Bible where you are. The one who search very well. This is not poor in spirit. The Greek word here is mendicants, paupers, people who are really, really beggars. People don't have money. We depend on people to eat. So there's a gospel that can bring people out of poverty. Don't mind those that are on the internet. That's rubbish. The Bible is there for you to study. There's a gospel that delivers people from poverty. Check the Greek of this if you know how to search the Bible. Poverty to deliver people. Gospel to the good news to those who are broke and mendicants. To heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to who? To the captives, which means to declare captive free. The recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. I want to say this. If it is the same spirit that is upon Jesus and upon me, I will do the same. Say, I will do the same. If the same spirit is upon me, I will do the same. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. The same God anointed Jesus. He repeats it again. He went about doing what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. God anointed him. So Jesus operated here on earth not as God Almighty. It was as a man anointed by God. And who am I? Who are you? By what? By the Holy Ghost upon you. That's all. That's all. That's all. One day I was praying and fasting. Lord, increase the healing anointing upon my life. Increase the healing anointing upon my life. I was really fasting and praying. He answered me in a way I will never forget in my life. He said, there's no such thing as increase of healing anointing. Just go and heal more people. That's all. The thing increase. That's all. Go out there. Touch more people who are sick. The thing increase. There's not like more. I've given you all. There's no half Holy Spirit. What you have now is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You are not talking, so the thing is dormant. That's all. Be inside out praying, Jesus. You have not gone out. You have not preached to anybody. You have not reached out to anybody. You are just like a vehicle steaming in one place. You have not gone. After steaming, go on the road now. You will see that something is happening. Today, I release you to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians 1 verse 21. I like this scripture so much. Now he which established us in Christ and had anointed us is who? Who established you in Christ? Who anointed you? Who anointed Jesus? How God anointed you? So the same God who anointed Jesus anointed me. The same anointing which is what I have. What picture of yourself do you have? And until this picture changes, you will never be able to really, you will never be able to do what God wants us to do. All this, once in a while, you feel like I'm powerful now. You do one or two things. Oh, I'm not powerful again. It's a feeling. Until it becomes a knowing that God is with you always. A knowing. You just know. We have been taught so much about feeling. I feel anointing. I feel. Feel nothing. Just know. I know God is with me. He told me so. He's not the man that lies. He said, lo, I'm with you always. So if he says so, he has not changed. And in case you're the lowest here, I'd be sure that the house that said, lo, he's still with you. Praise God. I like that man. Oh, you think you're the lowest. Say, you are low, eh? Say, low. God is with you, low. Praise God. So God established us and anointed us. So what are you going to do with anointing? That's the same thing. Go out and use it. Miracle workers are needed urgently. Don't wait for a title. Yes, people are criticizing miracles, criticizing, say, oh man, it has been like that from ancient time. But when you meet needs, you know you need a miracle power. You that are saying, I don't trust these miracle people. You have not. When you are in their need, you will need a miracle. Hallelujah. A man said, he's an atheist. But when the chips are down, he cried out, God, save me! Save me if there is God. God, save me if there is God. Save myself if I have a soul. You don't even know whether he has a soul. Atheism is a scam. The fool said in his heart, there's no God. He knows there's God. It's just in his heart. He knows. He's just trying to not to accept any so that he'll be able to live freely and commit sin. Everybody knows there's God. Everybody, including Satan, everybody knows there's God. If that was the Heavenly Father, I submit to your miracle power. And I believe that through my hand, you will touch people. You will touch people. You will touch lives. You will change stories. Through my hand, shout the loudest amen. And I have found a secret. When your hand becomes a touching hand, you will have less problem yourself. Because God is looking for hands, he will pass through to touch others. So when he has hired your own hand, he will help you. Because you are not touching others, that's why you are the way you are. You are not going out to meet people. You are waiting for Mike. Nobody will give you Mike. Everybody is protecting his church now, including Neko. Praise the Lord. Do you see any strange speaker here? I don't know. You come here, you still hear us speaking. We don't want you to tell us. Go and tell them there. There's something about you. Until you do something with what you have, the thing will remain the way it is. And there's opportunity every day to release the power of God. But you don't want to. Some of the things you call challenges are just God giving opportunity to try the power in you. But you don't want to try it, and it remains like that. The coordinator of our work in the city of David, who we are building for the Lord, was there recently, and then bees entered the site. And this is a village, if you know that village very well, where they celebrate charm. You sure the land we bought from native doctor. Everywhere. And everywhere is shrine. And even the workers walk there in the place digging the thing, they are making boast of their shrines. When they see us, they keep quiet. So they're so much at home with shrine. So one of them has boasted his eyes, I'm going to scatter the no work today. Neko will not work today. He brought bees. Everywhere were bees. This is not ordinary bees. The villagers know it's not ordinary bees. Everybody running. Everybody, no work that day. The thing continues hovering everywhere. Suddenly my staff got up and said, "This is not what daddy taught us." He came out of the car because he ran into the truck and hid there. He came out. Say, "You bees, in Jesus' name, out of this site. I'm in charge here." In 2 minutes, they escaped. The villagers came and said, "Hey, what is this one?" That was the end of anybody talking till today. Power of God is needed every day. Imagine if I sent one thief there to go there. You will be there looking for money and bees will. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. John 20:21. Never you make light of miracles. You will need it. If you don't need it today, you need it tomorrow. Never you make light of miracles. Then said Jesus today to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, so send I you." Say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Say, as the Father sent Jesus, so he sent me. As the Father sent Jesus, so he sent me. Who is a man of God? Anybody sent by Jesus is a man of God. For there's a man sent from God. His name is John. Anybody sent by divine power is a man of God. No title qualifies you for a man of God. You can be a man of title. And there's no entitlement in title. But let's examine this grammar just a moment. As the Father sent me. How did the Father send him? What is he saying? The relationship I have with my Father, the same you have now with me and with the Father. The manner I walk with the Father, that's the manner you should walk with me and walk with the Father. That's what he's saying. So I give you the opportunity to be to me as I am to my Father. What a privilege. What a privilege. Praise the Lord. Let's see what Jesus prayed. How he prayed in John chapter 17 verse 1. See how he prayed. "This world spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven." He didn't speak it and close his eyes and bend down. No. He spoke it and lifted his eyes to heaven. He was praying here. He said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may do what? May glorify you." Let's peek towards the last part of the prayer. There's so much in this prayer. Let's see verse 22. Still the prayer. He said, "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them." Sorry. Who did he give the glory? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to recheck this song again. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share. It is correct. Not to any gods, not to any man. But to any man that's born again, he can share his glory with you. Look at it, they were sharing it there. Say, the glory you give me, I've given them. Say, me, I've received a share of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. So I carry upon me the glory of God in Christ Jesus. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
What do you think of yourself? You don't give glory to yourself. You give glory to God. But he has put glory upon you. It's not your glory. His glory is upon you. Hallelujah. Say with me, the glory of God is upon me. Say, the glory of God is upon me. The glory of God is upon me. How did Isaiah say? Say, arise and shine, for your light is come. Who is your light? Jesus is my light. What happens after that? And the glory of God is risen upon you. Hallelujah. So what do? I take the glory of God into my world. Hallelujah. Look at verse 23. Okay, let's take that one too again, please. Just to get it. The man of God. And the glory which thou givest me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So as the Father and Jesus are one, I and Jesus are also what? One. And we share the same glory. The glory he received of the Father, he shared some with me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Sometimes people's eyes are open to see that glory upon you. Sometimes their eyes is closed. But I don't need them to tell me. I know that the glory goes upon my life. I'm aware of it every time. I was driving to a meeting the other day at the express and packed for the checkpoint. One man just came and zoomed past the police. Wait, stop there! He looked at us. There's not that shows me to be pastor. I was a pastor. Joe, you were there. He said, look at Jesus passing here now. And he stopped for me. And who are you to pass? He said, Jesus was passing. Jesus was passing, actually. Hear me. You are Jesus on the road. I've seen it several times. Several times. Several times. We are turning from somewhere back in the night. Who was in the car then? Okay. Dan was the one driving. In the night, very late in the night. We stopped at this checkpoint. A military man came up. The car everywhere is dark. Looked at us. Said, this is a man of God. How did he know? Is it written on my face? So the glory of God. Now hear me. Some people will neglect it. Some people will even be angry with you about it. But be conscious. There's something about you. Are you hearing me now? I am not ordinary. Oh. Say, I'm not ordinary. Say, I am not ordinary. I am not ordinary. I've taken a share of the glory of God upon Jesus Christ. Nobody can molest me. Nobody can trample on me. I carry the glory of God on this earth. You are highly needed. You don't understand your importance. They've told you are nobody, a speck in the dust, you are amount of nothing. It's a lie. That's not what God is saying. And what you prize yourself, what they will prize you. I know who I am. 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 I don't care whether they don't know me. The Bible said they don't know my Father. How can they know me? If they don't know God, how can they know me? But once in a while, some people, I love them. I was in the queue for something somewhere outside the country. Many of us on the queue. Why are you so different? Somebody. Dress ordinary, not like this. Now look at pastor now. I didn't dress like this. Say, why? You look so different. How do you look so different? I said, what is the difference? He said, it's all over you. From today, the glory of God shall appear upon your life. In the name of Jesus, you are an answer to the world. We finish a program like this on a Saturday. On a Sunday morning, I and Pastor went to the market to buy something. Two of us inside the market. The woman was like, look at this, two of them. Who are they? Are they angels? Two of us. And I was like, are you Reverend Fathers? Reverend Fathers on Sunday morning, I cannot be. The glory of God is upon me. He was thinking maybe he's seen a ghost. Two angels enter the market. I know who I am. People of God, if you don't have this consciousness, don't go out there. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
The devil will scoop you out of town. The devil will deal with you. If you don't have this consciousness and this, don't go out there. It's a risk. You must have this consciousness that you are sent and you share of the glory of Jesus. And as he was sent, so you are sent. Now you are, two of you are one. It's not about how you pray, how you didn't pray. It's about who is upon you and who sent you. And that consciousness. And you must develop it. It becomes your normal way of thinking. I and him are one. Hallelujah. Amen. I know who I am. John chapter 5 verse 21. I can't remember that morning that come. I don't make this confession that I and him are one. I say it every morning. Because I want you to enter my spirit. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened whom he will. So what the Father does is what the Son does. John 5:26. For as the Father had life in himself, so had he given the Son to have life in himself. So do I have life in myself. I have eternal life to share. So I have eternal life to share. I have eternal life to share. So Pastor Dan, what are you claiming? Are you not saying you are Jesus? No. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that he is the head and part of his body. Say, Jesus is the head. I am part of the body. I'm saying he is the vine. He is the vine and one of his branches. I'm saying he is the head. He is the controller. I'm one of his agents. So if you have agents of darkness, please, there is one confirmed agent of light here. Do we have agent of light somewhere there? Oh, this person, hey, agent of darkness, oh. No problem. You are agent of what? Me, I'm what? And light, the last time I checked, has no fight with darkness. The light shines where? In darkness, and the darkness. Oh no, Pastor, you don't understand. In my village where I work, eh? Where the evangelism? Hey, demons, eh? Walk on the road, they say, you hear their voice. The more dark the place is, the more bright your light. Because the darker, the more important the light is. Jump into the midst of those witchcraft and shine the light. Remember, the light is not a prayer. The light is the word of God. And now voice that in prayer. There's someone here today. You are the man of God to your family.
Yeah.
I ordain you today. Man of God to your village.
Yeah.
Who is the man of God? Somebody sent by God. You are man of God to your people.
Yeah.
Man of God to your house.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's who you are. That's who you are. Little Jesus is on the streets. Little Jesus on the streets. This is a mass production of Jesus Christ. One Jesus died and rose again, bearing many, many fruits. Many, many Jesus. He said, until a grain of seed dies, say it remains alone. We say, well, when it dies, what will happen? And one of the seed that came out of the death of Jesus. Another small Jesus manifesting here. That's who I am. And as far as I'm around, there will be no darkness. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light. As long as I'm around, no darkness. As long as I'm around, no darkness. Unless I have gone. But if I'm around, no darkness can stand. That's who I am. Hallelujah. I wish you can stay with this kind of talk and consciousness for 1 week. Something will burst out within you. Your step will change. I'm telling you, your face will start to glitter. The fear will just... That's who you are. I know who I am. I know who I am. All this preaching of, you know, seven levels of demonic operation. How to handle witchcraft in the air. Are you publishing Satan or publishing Jesus? Let him preach his own message and pay his bills. Preaching is so costly. Let him buy his own microphone. Hey, you're not hearing me again. Why would I take the microphone that bought with the offering for God and start talking about seven levels of demonic operation? How to handle witchcraft with this microphone? Let him buy his own microphone. Hire crowd. Pay the bills. Feed them. Jesus will be glorified in my life. I said, Jesus be glorified in my life. Jesus be glorified in my life. Jesus will be glorified in my life. Jesus will be glorified in my life. He will be glorified in my life. He'll be glorified in my life. Shout the loudest, amen. Forget about special calling. Special anointing. A young man told me, Pastor, do you know something? You know you're a pastor, but me, I have a high calling. God told me I have a high calling. Which one is high calling? All of us born again have what? High calling. Some people are just. You know, you see, I saw in a vision, I have a very special gift from God. Special. There's nothing special. There's nothing like that. Don't wait for any special gifting, special anointing. Don't wait for any special title. Just go out there touching people. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
you'll be surprised that God is with you. That you are a man of God. When I got this gospel newly, many years ago, I just entered one village and started going from house to house. I didn't know what to preach, but I said, they said they went out to preach. So I went out to preach myself. You'll be shocked that Jesus has not diminished. As he is yesterday, he is today, and is forever. Be on your feet now. Open your mouth. I speak now. The same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit. The same baptism. The same Lord. The same glory. The same power. Open your mouth and pray. I am him, I want. As he is, so am I. I know who I am. Man of God, you think you are sick, you're not sick. You are not praying for the sick, that's the problem. Find 15 people that are sick and evangelism and pray for them. You will not see your own again. Get used to yourself. What did I say now? We have people who are strangers to themselves. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. What's the carry Bible? Matthew 5, verse 6. You are shaking. Relax, get used to yourself. Why is it that you start one thing in the Bible, you change your voice? And Jesus said, relax. You are confusing yourself. And Jesus, be yours. Relax. Get used to yourself. The power is not a feeling. He told you, he has given you power. You have it. My hand, I feel like something. Don't feel nothing. Just know that. Get used to yourself. The glory of God is here. Leave hand towards heaven. Worship the Lord. The glory of God is here now. Karosi prahedea. Emapatela melegoba zadesha beredobala echo. I know who I am. My hands are the hands of Jesus. My hands are the hands of Jesus. My eyes are the eyes of Jesus. My voice is the voice of Jesus. My legs are the legs of Jesus. The vine, I am the branch of the vine. As he is, so am I in this world. Shadanova Bolo Baradeha Celebradodaha. Zerede bradera, legrede bradera, zerede brodebaha, zobrogreda he. In the name of Jesus. When I say something, things happen. You know why? I'm not saying it on my own. The prophet taught us. Somebody sent you to pass a message. So in the honor of that person, the thing you said will come to pass. I have said unthinkable things. I watch it come to pass. Because I know where I'm talking from. It's not about you. You know, you are too conscious of yourself. Have I prayed well? It's not you. It's not about you. And that makes you proud. When something happens, you are like, hey, see, I'm very powerful now. Because you are thinking of you. The day you know that it's not you, pride will go. You for where? Who is pastor? Jesus is at work. Yes, sir. Pastor, you were there with me in Ahoda, where they brought that girl full of demon spirits and very violent. Whoa. The girl saw me from. He said, I know you. You are Igbo. So very violent. I told him, hold that girl well. I said, you demons, you have been here for a long time. I said, I know you. I know where you come from. I know you very well. I said, you don't know me at all. Because he could read and see where I come from physically. I said, you don't know me at all. Now, since you have been here for a long time, take your time, pack your things and go. He said, hey! I said, I've told you, take away. I've spoken. They carried the girl violently and went back. The girl was still violent. Less than a week, they came to Bunabale of the girl. I said, the following day, she woke up, was totally well. You know why? I have spoken. In whose name? It doesn't matter what I see, but some of you here, but somebody, it's not about what you are seeing in that moment. It's about who is talking.
Yes, sir.
Who is talking? When dead people talk, they don't shake about it. They know the power of their words. Even if they are sleeping when they say it. And I've said crazy things like that in Jesus' name. What I check only is to check the whole what is happening in my spirit. Just say a word, casual like that, and heaven will pass away, but that word will stand. from today, you will speak words that will stand. In the name of Jesus. I know who I am. Karuza dabai. Brong di zaluhashi. Masu kelegozalia. I want to give you 2 minutes to talk in other tongues. Zero practicopa. Le grob de gabosia. Embrek de gesobrahadia. Se palote balakila. Esso prodobala. Yele bodobala. Ze pala bodoba. Za para de bolos. Segede bodoba. Esso to baladesh. I am him a one. I'm a man sent from God. Esso pregdeha. Iko baladesh. Rabale bradeya. Esso bradeba. Egrede baladesh. Egrede baladesa. Rukde baladesh. Kopalagede. Rato bradeha.